Sweet Rosalie, she's working at the Five and Dime. Drain back the hacking sack with rosemary wine.
Hello. Welcome to episode 10.
10.
10 of Pocket Pod Animal Crossing. A podcast where we three friends, we're just three best friends, having a good time. Anyway, we chatter on and on about nothing and all things Animal Crossing Pocket Cat.
Oh, okay. I was super confused.
I mean, we do this every week.
That's all good. I knew where you were going.
I was waiting to find out what we talk about.
Oh. Nothing and everything.
Nothing and everything about Animal Crossing.
Well, my name's Leash, and I'll be your host this week. Sarah's waving at me. As always, I have my pocket... I wrote, me pocket. As always, I have me pocket cam flare.
Please do this character voice more often.
As always, I have me pocket cam player. Rawr.
Arr.
Rawr. Who may or may not also respond to the name Sarah in real life.
Who's that?
Who's that girl? Anyway, and also we have, oh, what's I know why face? I put me. I also have with me a pocket camp player named Joey Bowie.
Oh, hi.
Known to most as Joelle in real life.
It's true.
Yep.
That is accurate.
That's accurate. Statement agreed.
All right, now that we get all our gigglies out of the way.
Never.
But did we, though?
No.
Never.
Never.
Partly.
Let's do a big old polar bear plunge into Correction Creek.
Oh my gosh, it's cold enough again.
I mean, yesterday it wasn't a polar bear plunge. Yesterday would have been just a nice dip in the summer.
I know. Oh, so nice.
We had
lunch outside.
79 degrees yesterday.
It's perky.
Super crazy.
At like this time of night, it was 79 degrees last night.
It was insane.
Night.
It was amazing. Amazingly insane.
Yeah. Not for me.
I wonder if my bees were happy.
As long as possible. Your bees. Well, I had things grow in my real home garden.
Oh, good.
Because it was hot out for the last couple of days.
Wow. Oh, they're all confused.
And they're going to die really quickly, I'm sure.
Yes, yeah. Maybe. Hopefully they'll pull through.
Welp. Do you guys have any corrections?
Oh, I have a whole list of
corrections. Oh my gosh, okay. Go for it.
Go for it.
Yeah.
So for the first one is just a follow-up, not a correction.
Mm-hmm.
Leash's advice was awesome.
Yes.
Oh,
agreed.
I can't remember the name of the game for my life. I just call it the game.
We can call it the game.
Yeah.
We know
the
totally
game
know.
And the game.
Here is Leash's advice was awesome because I now have I've already gotten probably about 2,500 caps. I've traded in about 1,000.
Wow, that's amazing.
I have all three t-shirts. I did two or three steel trades because I was really low on steel for a while. Now I've got too much steel, so.
Yeah. So, oh, it's in that case, can you tell us how much resources you get?
Yeah, so it's 75 caps. You get 10 steel.
Okay.
So it's not terrible if you have extra caps lying around. Mm-hmm. Doesn't suck. And if you get good at the game, it doesn't take that long to get to 75.
Correct. All it takes is a 50 and a 30.
Right? Oh, come on. Those
I refuse to accidentally find out if there was some mistake and now to the 250... is equal to more than one essence. I'm trusting that what you found is staying because I don't want to accidentally click on
it. It was the worst of times. It was the blurst of times.
That's terrible. And I'm so low on essences and I'm getting desperate and I was like, should I trade in 250 for one? Nope.
Well, I think somebody mentioned, I can't remember who it was, but I was like, what if you're one away, it might be worth it.
It could
be. Yes, and you have caps.
And
yes,
you have caps
plenty.
Right.
But right now I'm working my way. I want that sweet sign. That's all.
Oh, it does look very cool.
It's 5,000.
Life goals.
I'm not going for the 10,000. I'm never going to bother.
You will.
No,
believe
you'll do
in
it.
Yourself.
Yes. Nope. Well, I've seen that Leash has quite
I'm so
a
close.
Few.
I have 8,900 caps.
Oh, my goodness.
So close.
It's just been so hard to get
I don't have any
friend
more friend pouties.
Right.
Which... That'll be a topic later.
Yeah,
we're going to talk about that.
So, okay. So we'll move on to the next correction I wrote here. I literally just wrote here, the limit does not exist.
Oh,
you get
so
my
right.
reference.
Yes.
What limit?
That's a Mean Girls
the
reference.
The limit does not exist. The limit does not exist.
But there is no limit because last time I said there was a 25 limit. Is that what we're talking about? The powder?
Yes. Oh, to the friend pouties.
The friend powder.
Yes.
Yeah.
The limit does not exist. Although we will talk more about friend pouties. And my frustration with them.
Was there another thing where I said the limit does not exist? I feel like I said it in relation to something else the other day, but it's not.
I commented on our little screenshots. Is butter a carb?
Yes.
I wanted to confirm that there's still just one friend powder when you
yes.
multiple
yes.
waterings. Because we weren't sure last time if that had changed.
Mm-hmm. Well, because we thought, still, wouldn't it be great if that
they were
was
more
a thing?
Generous.
Right.
But they have definitely stabilized the three kudos for 15.
Yes. Powder. And I don't
that's,
mind that, actually.
That's a really
because
nice
it's way
return.
Less than the 10 that you had to do for 8 friend powdies
yes.
before.
10 was not worth it.
That's yeah. a lot of visits.
Terrible.
That was lame.
A lot. I also, there's this very tiny clarification, but I said something about a brick mailbox last time.
Oh,
and what I meant was ketchup's brick oven.
When you said brick mailbox, I didn't catch it in person, but when I was listening to it, I was like, oh, I know what you mean. You're talking about the fire, the little
because
sweet
it's
pizza
the
oven.
Shape of a mailbox, yes, and I haven't built it yet, so I didn't check out its name. But it's a little brick oven, and I actually have that in as a very important vocal point of my camp yes. now, and I now have a little brick oven.
Mm. It's fantastic.
Yummy. Little pizzeria.
It's, oh, yeah, it's what did good. I call it? It's a brick oven, pizza place, and
piano
bar.
Yes.
Because I accidentally built two 10,000
I think it needs
pianos.
A name. We need to name it.
That's the that's name. Right. It's Joey Boy's pizza, brick oven, pizza place, and piano
really
bar.
Really catchy. Just rolls off the tongue there, Joel.
A lot of alliteration in there. It's like all kinds of P's and a B.
That's
Can't
true.
Wait to see what the logo would look like.
It just goes across the entire building.
Wraps around yes, a couple times.
Is it, do you remember, what was that, Michael Scott's Race to End Something yeah. and Run Good or Running Feels Good too?
It was like something like... It was like rabies? Was it rabies?
It was for rabies, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't remember that.
Oh, and then he ate all the Alfredo. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then my final correction, and this is just an update as well, the yellow balloons are not exclusively for building materials.
I wanted to say that, too. Oh. I put that down. I put red versus golden balloons as a
or
note
Or golden
to myself.
Balloons, yeah. So what did you write?
The golden
about?
Balloons.
That's what I wrote.
That's what you wrote.
I noticed this week that I got normal fish and stuff in there, but yeah. there's just a lot of them.
Yeah, it's just maybe
it's
two
still
or three
special,
or four.
But it's not exclusively yeah. non-catchable items.
Nice.
And then I have an extra thing that I just discovered today. If your inventory is full and you click on the balloons, it'll put that stuff in your mailbox for you to get later.
Oh, that's great.
I heard about that from one of your friends, maybe.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
But I didn't know that. I didn't experience it for myself, but that's awesome.
Yeah, and that happened to me today because I didn't realize I had a full inventory. And
how
I was
nice.
Like, this went to your good mailbox. Job. And I said, thank you.
Mailbox loot.
Very kind.
So those are all of my corrections.
Well, I have one more. It's not a correction, but it's a follow-up.
Yeah.
I wanted to know how you felt about Octavian this week.
We haven't talked.
Oh, you're just disregarding him.
I probably talked to him once because I was.
But you were very curt.
I was so low on bells. I was desperate to talk to anybody.
Oh,
whoever would give me 100 bells, I was
oh
like,
oh my god, you're a beggar.
I was a beggar. So even Octavian, I was like, fine.
Spare change.
Now let me tell you though, I do like Octavian's floating asteroid.
Right? Oh,
big honking fan of the floating asteroid.
Mm-hmm. It's great, and
so,
it rotates.
Could he win over your heart with the asteroid?
No, because I have the asteroid. I don't have him. I'm good.
Wow. You got what you needed.
Wow.
You got his sweet, sweet furniture and just like, oh, I'm not going to talk to you.
Yeah.
But yes, right. Isn't a special item
are.
A UFO
there
that also floats?
That, oh, I didn't notice that.
Mm.
Well, then I might have to work towards that. But you know what? I still haven't gotten the robot. I still haven't gotten the teacups. It's going to be a while before I get to Octavian's
okay.
stupid nonsense.
Okay, you got time.
Wow.
Once I get him to level 10 or 15 outside of my camp,
mm-hmm.
then maybe I'll invite him over so I can build a stupid
wow.
thing and kick him out again.
Really?
Oh.
Harsh
yeah.
for a little octopus.
Yeah. There are 70 some odd other campers that are much higher in priority to me
wow.
than him. Even Shirley's is higher than him.
Wow.
Right?
Even with her hair?
I don't have the same issue with her
hair. Shakes her head disapprovingly.
No, that was the first thing I put on her head in my camp is a hat. Cover that little mop.
Your dislike for Charlize.
Her little hair floof.
She's
hilarious.
Wearing a pork pie hat in my camp because I cannot look at it.
It looks cute though.
Yes. And she's wearing like a Care-A-Lot heart shirt.
Oh, that's
she's
perfect.
A Care Bear.
She's a bear.
Are we talking about fashion?
Oh.
Dun, dun.
With that being said, let's.
Do you have any corrections?
Unless you have any corrections.
Nope.
Oh, no, Sarah's perfect.
Sarah has no corrections. She's like, we are the best.
We did such a great job. I don't know what you guys are talking
You're
about.
Unable to find any fault in anything we've
nope.
done.
I well,
love
let's
it.
100%. Kind of like stumble into that segue and go into Fashion Falls. I wish there was a song for Fashion Falls.
Fashion style.
Different songs.
Fashion
I was doing the I'm Too Sexy for My Shirt, and you were doing a totally different song.
I was just doing whatever. I was. Oh. That's probably better.
It's great. I liked it.
But I couldn't get the tune because you were singing something else. So whatever I did didn't sound like anything.
No, nope. It was good. It was all impromptu and perfect. Mm-hmm. Okay, what are you guys wearing?
Actually, before we talk about what we're wearing, I did write down fashion fails on my list.
Oh, no way. Okay. What's the fashion fail?
Because that wig is so goddamn ugly.
Oh my gosh. It's a disappointment.
I never once put it on my head.
I didn't.
I was like, oh, I got this now. Yay.
I put it on and I was like, it was so ugly. I'm sure it was like a nymph or something. I don't know what it was.
Well, the style of the cut, I think you shared it. It was a photograph that a child had their hair cut this way when they were like seven.
It's a girl from the 80s perfect. Bowl cut. Mm-hmm. It's the perfect 80s bowl cut for a woman.
And it's very cute in real life.
It's like Mary Lou Retton hair or something.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's adorable, but in Animal Crossing,
it's blue and it has
weird
little
gem
in it, and it's just everyone looked like little wood nymphs. It's so stupid. And
I wonder if it's kind of even more off putting because everyone's stuck with it being blue. Yeah, and we were treated to that lovely like color changing wig.
Yeah, frankly, I don't know so that cool. I would have liked that in any other color because that is.
I would have tried it though. I would have entertained it in my own color hair.
Yes. Give it a chance.
The blue is so off-putting.
Yeah, it was rough.
I like blue, but I'm not at all interested in this wig, and I feel like it's just not for me.
Can I put a hat on top of it?
Oh, there we go.
As I do with all hair that I do not like in the game.
That's right. Treat it with a hat.
So I called that fashion fails.
I think that was perfect. Fashion fail indeed. Blue wig, not a winner.
Oh. Is that your only fail?
That's the only thing I wrote down for fashion. Fashion fall fails.
Wonderful. Well, on that note, what's not failing is our outfits.
Yeah.
What you wearing, Joelle?
I'm wearing the adorable Czech shirt from Dottie.
I want that one.
I've been wearing it for about 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Probably smells great.
I threw that on. Well, because I'm wearing like the Dottie shirt, I figured I'd wear some black and white with it.
Oh.
So I threw on the pleather pants.
Yay.
And then I think the sneakers are something. Cool. I don't remember what shoes I'm wearing, honestly. And then I'm wearing the hipster glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
The retro hipster glasses.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Very nice.
I wish they were like black frames, like black glasses. Like
like a good classic librarian black glasses.
Yeah, well, not even. I'm thinking more like Revenge of the Nerds black glasses.
Oh,
and maybe a little piece of tape. I was going to say like a Band-Aid.
With or without the tape, I'm fine. But I just want to see that shape. Like
that'd be great.
It's a good classic glasses I like shape. It. Mm-hmm. Good call. Well, if you want to know what I'm wearing, I'm also wearing the pleather pants. I got them like 2 days ago and I was so excited. I was like, these are adorable. And it has a little wallet chain.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
It'd go really well with, what's his name's leather vest.
Little Eugene's
vest.
Yes, interesting. It would. That'd be really adorable.
Yeah.
But anyway, pleather pants, mm-hmm. wearing the purple sneakers and the gothic wig.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I remember seeing you today. And I'm very cute.
Well, thank you. And I've got the black tulip shirt because I traded in for some of those bad boys that I've been keeping forever. So I was like, might as well use them.
Yep.
Nice. It's cute. It's pretty fun.
Love it.
I just remember what shoes I'm wearing. I'm wearing the, like, they're sort of purpley blue that match perfectly to Dottie's shirt.
They're like
sneakers or...
They're not the
like loafers. They're like slip-ons. They're slip-ons with the white stripe on them.
It's down the middle. I'm gonna look it up vertical while stripe. We're talking.
Nice,
but yes,
I know what you're talking about, Willis.
they are. Oh shit, it's not here.
We'll never know.
Must be in a different category. Oh, sneakers. They're under sneakers.
They're
called blue sneakers.
It's in the catalog.
Oh, you're looking at the catalog.
They're technically the blue sneakers.
Oh,
yes.
But the color matches Dottie's shirt, which is odd because I thought her shirt was purple.
Yes, it's more of like a dark periwinkle.
Yeah.
If I had to name it. It's more purple.
It's more blue-purple than purple-blue.
Yes, correct.
And blue. I originally tried to match it all with like different purple things and none of it was working. I had the purple knit cap. I had the purple sneakers and I was like, stupid.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel you.
What are you wearing, Leash?
Well... You guys just got the new pleather stuff and cool new stuff. And I finally got the little snow long sleeve shirt, the blue one.
I saw you wearing camouflage. That today.
Oh my God. I feel like I was like the last person on earth to get that in my
shop. I already had two.
Yeah, I had not seen it at all. It's like, I thought it was like part of a challenge. I thought it was part of the ice snow challenge. And it just like wasn't in my crafting thing. I was like, why can't I have this?
Oh.
But no. Now I have it. I've been wearing it for 3 days.
Just like me and Dottie's outfit I've been wearing for 3 days.
I don't remember what pants I'm wearing.
Some pants.
I think you're wearing jeans.
Probably jeans.
You had a screenshot.
I'm wearing my little white and black bow tie shoes.
Oh, again.
I mean, when do you take those off? Because
I can't stop.
They're great.
You do you.
And I'm wearing the tortoiseshell glasses.
Nice.
Those are with it. And I changed my hair a couple weeks ago. I'm wearing a bun.
Oh, nice. It's fun.
I liked it. I noticed that. Switch it up.
You're wearing the jeans with like the
worn. Are they worn?
The worn jeans. Yeah.
Worn. Not the acid
bun,
wash.
The bun is super cute. Yeah, not the acid wash. It doesn't have the cuff at the bottom.
Yeah. Cool.
Glad we got that figured out.
Yeah. That was some good fashion, guys. Yeah. Classy.
Should we
fashion.
Talk about what some of our animals were wearing, or is that just too much to talk about?
No, we can talk about that if you've got some new stuffs.
Yeah. I don't think I have anything specific. I did. I got an NTN. Dio or whatever.
Oh yeah, it's a t-shirt from the marketplace. It's like a ringer tee. Yeah,
and I threw that on Hopkins with the colorful hat, and he looked so cute with this the tiny little hat just popping out between his ears.
Aww. I saw you had like a lovely animated GIF that hat and Hopkins jumping, and the hat is so perfect on him. It's really great.
Yeah, the bouncy cake,
bouncy castle.
Oh, so cool.
And I learned this week when you put on the Mario hat. When you put it on, it plays the Mario theme.
I need to do it with the sound on, because I've never done it, so I didn't know. That's so great.
So I don't need to listen with the sound on. I can just make the sound myself every time.
That's true. You could also do it. You just know it's happening. So
same thing. Perfect.
Totally the same.
As you guys know, I do not turn the sound on when I listen, when I play the game.
It's okay. You got to play it the way it's fun for you. And sometimes sound is a little bit overwhelming. But,
Sarah, you had some feedback on men's clothing that you wanted to share?
Oh, yes. Because Tim heard about our plight of wanting some more men's clothes.
Is Mr. Tim a listener of our podcast?
He's listened to some of it in my car. So he has heard. Although, under I think duress. He must have listened a bit beyond, because I don't think we had gotten to that part. So I was talking about Tim, so I thought that was
great. He got hooked.
Yeah, that's right. This is Tim is a listener.
So we don't know who's listening, but we know our loved ones are listening.
That's right. Yay.
But, Jack Spot listens.
Yes, so
but really just for producing purposes.
Well, that's okay. Hey, he's still hearing us. That's
at this point, I think Nick follows our Facebook page. And
nice.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, well, hey, that's something.
Like, that's nice.
But either way, we were asking for more. Well, I really want more boy-friendly clothes options, because I like men's fashion and I would like wear it with my
wear
character.
It too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Come on, I'm not. It's also selfish that I want it. So.
Gender neutral.
It's right. It's for everybody. But either way, so Tim's suggestions were an outdoor / lumberjack set.
I love it.
Which I thought would be great.
I would be so into
super
that.
Adorable. And some other like genres, like including city.
Like the brawny man?
Like the brawny man, because it's like the dark check plaid and then some like,
I love it.
Rough.
Maybe denim. A vest.
Oh my gosh, with that'd be great. Oh, a green puffer vest.
Puffer vest on top of like the brawny man.
Like a hunting vest and like a
that'd be great.
That'd be great too. And a plaid lumberjack.
Can we get the ear flap hat?
Yes, that'd be great.
Ear flap hat.
Ear flap hat.
On
some
of the
animals. Oh no! Oh no! And it would be shrunk down so awkwardly on some of them, and it would just be like
be on
so
the top of their head, between the bear's ears.
Oh yes, this is something that needs to happen.
Hey Nintendo, we know you're listening.
We really
need
the ear flap hat. We really need it with the little brim.
Ear flap hat. Part. What is that? Like a bomber hat? What is that called?
No.
I looked it up the other day because I really wanted my daughter to have one. I don't remember what it's called. Correction corner.
Creek. Yes, future correction.
You're looking
correction.
For one for like a 6-month-old? Is that...
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I was.
So precious.
That
I have one for my 2-year-old.
Yeah. So why not?
His fun fuzzy head.
I guess you could wait for her to grow into that one.
Fantastic. Oh, man. I do love the idea of the flappy hat, though. That would be so great.
Yes. What else?
So like more genres like the city fashion. So city wear, like elegant LC clothing that you would wear, which kind of blends into
fancy man
minimalist fancy man fashion, which is more streamlined. It's like kind of lovely. he also did mention street fashion, which our hip animal friends would absolutely love. Yeah.
Depends what he means by street fashion.
Oh, well, for I think he's...
Because I'm currently... No, I'm not going... I'm going to go dark. I'm just currently picturing our hipster friends, or pop hip
friends
pop
and
their friends just and
their
bright
colors. Oh, you're not like pretty woman. Pretty woman.
I did not mean pretty woman.
Pretty woman. That,
that's a whole other direction.
That's a different type
little
of
little torn fishnet really stockings.
For men's fashion, so not quite so much. But,
oh, torn fishnets would be nice though.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I would take those.
Mesh clothing in general would be kind of a fun
yeah.
category.
mesh crop top.
Oh no, that'd be so cool.
That'd be awesome.
You could also like
your little belly button showing. Oh, that would probably be your undershirt, right? Oh, that's...
is it too? Ooh, scandalous.
I know.
Belly buttons. It's crazy.
Oh, man. I mean, the animals don't wear pants. I think we're fine.
That's true. They don't have any pants.
They're all Donald Ducking it out there.
It's totally fine. They're very comfortable. They're free to be themselves.
Mm-hmm. What else we got?
Oh, we also got athletic gear, which we really don't have much of. Yeah. I think we just have, like, the orange jumpsuit is all I can think of.
Yeah, and then, like, and the snow.
The green, the striped top that Charlie's has, I think.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. It would be great to have more track suits, or just, like, athletic thing, like, athletic shorts.
More sneakers,
shorts in general, and, you know.
What about... I mean, this isn't menswear, but leggings would be, like, just straight-up leggings that you could wear, yoga pants.
Oh, yes. Rather than leggings under a skirt? Yes. Yeah.
That's true. Like just, yoga pants. Pattern pants.
Or, like, skinny jeans or, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. These are all worth. I like them. These are all great suggestions.
Capris.
Yes. Clam diggers, going back to the old one, which is the same thing.
Yeah.
And also K-pop clothing, which is just
what is
about,
that?
I know
what K-pop is, but I don't really
from what I can tell, it's shiny.
Lots of shiny stuff, a lot of crazy, like, fabric accents that just are ridiculous. I kind of almost think, maybe I was thinking of, like, Final Fantasy character clothing.
Okay.
Kind of a way that's kind of, sounds kind
of
similar.
So, like, dark with a flash, or shiny with a flash of color, or pop of color.
Yeah, it'd be just something eye-catching and cool. Mm. Something that looks great in a music video.
You know what would be a really good outfit?
What's that?
Jareth from The Labyrinth.
With a codpiece.
I would like, that. But also, like, you could get the hand juggling glass.
Oh, little spheres.
But also, like, the big poofy wig.
Oh, man, the big poofy wig would be
That would be amazing.
That
would be
great.
That would be pretty cool. I would love to see more wigs.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they're going to give us wigs. Give us some wigs that are effing cool.
Yes.
Not, like, mushroom head looking wigs.
That was such a strange thing. Although I gotta say, that is something that's not from another Animal Crossing game, so it's unique to this one, which is kind of cool.
This whole theme was just super not my thing.
It was very, like, interesting, and I like the sci-fi crystal element.
I guess, but I didn't actually end up liking any of the things.
I liked the crystals.
The
mysteries
appreciated...
are kind of funny, the perfume, whatever the things are.
Oh, yeah, they are funny.
The what was?
Like the little mister things.
The little, mist. Perfume.
Oh, yeah,
air fresheners.
I have to say, I didn't put any of that stuff out. At all.
I have
but
all in
I did enjoy
right now.
The fact that it was like a very low key event.
It was chill.
It was
a very chill. I finished it in like a day and a half.
Yeah.
That's true. It was a small assortment.
I appreciate it.
That's
and,
a good point.
And also, I had 400 of those crystals and I sold them all and I got money.
Yay! Learned the secret.
We moved on from fashion.
I know.
We
got a little carried away.
After
K-pop.
I mean, we just have a lot of cute animal clothes. Yeah. That's always a delight.
Do we want to talk about birthdays?
Ooh, because there were a couple birthdays.
Uh-huh.
Or
can we do our theme song?
Yeah.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
You say it's your birthday.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na.
It's my birthday too, yeah.
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Whose birthday is it?
Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Whose birthday is it?
Well, we talked about it last week,
right?
But Sprinkles had a birthday on Tuesday.
Yes,
happy
sure
birthday,
did it.
Little Sprinkles.
Popped up on my counter, and I was like, "Oh, hey!"
Oh, sweet Sprinkles.
I just learned that I could add it to my normal calendar, so I didn't have to like be in the pocket.
Yeah,
I had it pop up on my phone. Yeah.
So much more helpful.
Yeah.
And today is Avery's birthday.
Yay!
Happy birthday, old
Avery.
Man Grumpus.
Oh,
Avery.
He's great.
I know he's wearing still wearing my artist hat. It's really cute.
Oh.
And Rosie will have a birthday on next Tuesday.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Coming up, guys.
Yeah. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
Burfs.
Friends.
Aw, enjoy
don't
it.
Acknowledge their own birthday in the game, except if you look at their profile and go, hey, that's today's date.
Super
great.
Cool.
Good job.
We did nothing with this.
Oh.
It'd be nice if you could send them something.
Yeah. Or just something. If Animal Crossing just had like that one
Other
character
than, yeah.
said something.
Like, why is it there
like,
otherwise? Like, why does it need to happen?
Or like maybe they show up more in the cycle on their birthday, you know? I don't know.
Something. It could even just be like.
There'd really be nice to have a cake.
Yeah. Yes.
A little slice of cake.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Perfect.
Love it.
Adorable.
All right. Well, I guess now it's time for. Dream sweet, where you sweet dream.
The tune gets less catchy every time.
Dream sweet, where you sweet dream. Well, here we are, guys. We're here.
It's time. Let's flash back or forward. What do we want?
Well, Sarah, did you? I left this open for you.
Oh, well, I would love... I know it's something we've, like, hinted at before, that there's, like, owl characters in the Animal Crossing.
Owl.
Yes. So there's, like, non-player characters that are our friends, and they're very adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And I have visual aids for those of us who are in the studio.
There's an owl.
Yes, we have an owl. We have... Blathers.
Blathers.
A dapper little owl.
Where does one buy this adorable? Is this from Amiibo?
These are little Nintendo collectibles produced that collectible. Also can be interactive with some games.
This one's wearing a bow.
Yes,
that's
Celeste. They're brother and sister, and they are the cutest. They're
both wearing Argyle.
Wait, I have a question. Yeah. I always thought Blathers was like an old man.
I guess, I mean,
maybe he has the old man Grumpus personality.
He does seem kind of like,
that's what he says like all the time. Oh, let's see here. Chuff, 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 chuff.
Maybe he's
doesn't he do chuff, chuff, chuff?
Chuff,
he goes chuff, 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 chuff.
If he gets introduced into this game, he'll probably talk it's like the other animals.
It's quite possible that's the sound he made. I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure it was C-H-O-F-F. C-H-O-F-F.
Chuff, 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 chuff. So cute. Is there a plushie of Celeste? Is that her name, Celeste?
Celeste.
She's so cute.
And I always thought Celeste was like little. Like, I did not, I don't think I ever picked up that they were siblings.
Are you sure that it's not like granddaughter situation?
I don't, you know what, now that we're questioning it, maybe. I think they're siblings, but
okay.
Who even knows?
So here's a different question. Yes. Based on what we learned about Lyle,
I know,
and Lottie, are they even both owls?
They looks like an owl. He's a cat. No, just kidding. They're both owls. They're both. They've got to be owls, but they're adorable.
I mean, they look like owls. I don't know how you're gonna mess with me on that one.
They're sweet.
But they're definitely
they're
both owls.
Super cute.
Yeah, they're prey shows. But yeah, anyway. So Blathers is the runner of the museum. So you would bring your donations of insects and
fossils.
Bugs. Yes, fossils and
I miss fossils.
Nice. I know, fossils were great fun.
Is that why people want to turn their market box into museums? Because they're used to be a museum?
Yes, maybe. Because that's such a big part of Animal Crossing.
But the fossils were fun, Joelle, because you just wander around your little land and look for like these little broken cracks in the ground.
Yes.
And then you could dig a hole there and there'd be something in it.
Ooh.
And you could also bury things in there and you could plant trees.
Yes. Yes. You could plant. There's
it's
all
a little
sorts
hazy.
Of
sometimes
fossils
they make
of what?
Stuff up.
Are you finding dinosaurs or like?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. It could be dinosaurs, and you'd have to collect multiple pieces to have the full skeleton or full fossil skeleton.
I'm into that. I look forward to that one day.
It's super cute.
So that'd be a dream suite too.
Suite. That's right. That's a wishful thinking dream suite.
Oh, that was
fossils.
So much fun.
Fossils were fun. That's like a great thing because it's like you're always looking, and if you already have the fossil in your museum, you can sell it, and they're worth a lot of bells.
That was like day one when we found out that there were lost items in the camp. We're all just like looking
freaking
around
out.
Everywhere.
Yeah. That was so great.
Yeah, oh, but I guess it's like kind of similar.
Yeah.
The way of trying to make it
until we discover that they only ask once a day, and they ask at very random times of the day.
Yeah, there were three fossils a day.
Oh yeah. That's
oh, and sometimes it'd be the gyroids, right?
Yes, the gyroids
the
would be
Lloyds.
When it rained.
Yes.
The gyroids would also appear in the little cracks in the ground. So you
so
might
like
dig up
like
a fossil.
Worms or groundhogs or something?
No, I don't think it's... I don't know, because I guess it was maybe the ground was softer, so it was like...
The gyroids pop out?
I mean, I don't have extensive knowledge of how gyroids work.
I don't
so.
Actually think I know
well,
what a gyroid looks
gyroids.
Like in real life. No,
I'm not a gyroidologist.
That's a weird title.
Because it's not real.
Oh...
But yeah.
But actually, while we're on this topic, what on earth is a gyroid in real life? I can't.
Oh.
I don't know that I even know what one is.
Oh.
This is the cool. Do you want to talk about this stuff? This is getting into like weird things because gyroids, that's actually a little clay sculpture. It's based off of things called haniwa, which are like Japanese. I think it's like a ceremonial kind of like vessel that you can use to like either a place where there was a like someone had died or like there a burial ground.
Okay,
mm-hmm. I that might not be correct.
Some
I,
sort of sacred marker.
Yeah, kind
something?
Of like a yeah, like some sort of like a token of a life that was like whether it was I don't know if it's like a marker necessarily, but there it's strange. It's related to it's death in a weird way. You wouldn't think would be in a video game.
Weird.
So,
but here we are.
And here we are. We
and
dig
we
them
are
up and collect them.
Floppy armed, you know,
yes.
side of the road arm waving guys.
Yep.
Yes. So that's
okay.
That's an
interesting
interpretation
thing. Of whatever that is.
It makes it so much more fun. But I'd say, yeah, look it up and find out what haniwa. It's H-A-N.
Let me Wikipedia that for myself.
Oh yeah. Do it. And you can tell us all the deets because yeah, I don't remember, but I do remember thinking, oh, that's really weird that those are what they're based off because they're really fun to collect and they make fun noises. Which we don't get to collect those either. That's another dream suite.
What?
We don't get to collect the gyroids.
Oh, yeah.
Those are fun. I do like them.
Yeah. Oh, no, Celeste.
There's two.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend.
She stepped right off that ledge.
Jumper. She jumped.
She's a jumper. She's okay.
That's an interesting one to be quoting.
She's a jumper.
She's a jumper. I see.
She jumped off.
Oh, and for Celeste, fell. Celeste would manage the observatory.
Yeah, we kind of glazed over that.
But you could actually make your own constellations.
And you could make your own constellations. Mine said Swee Swee, because my town was called Swee Swee.
Well, that's awesome. I have a feeling we'll never get that complicated in the game.
No, but you know what's weird is, like, the opening screen, like the little circle logo when it's loading, it does have constellations on there as part of the thing. So maybe, unless it's just a nod to like Animal Crossing in general.
I'm holding out hope that it could happen.
I'm pretty sure there's constellations on there.
There could be like a 2-year roadmap for the game. Yeah. Where like at some point there's absolutely another piece
and
of
now
the
that we can clear out the trees from our campsite, you can actually see the sky a little more.
Mm-hmm.
It would be interesting if there's another interactive event, if it's not a flower thing, if it's something else.
Something else. That'd be
what
cool.
else could it be? We talked about Quarry last week. If it could be
that'd be cool. Fun.
Something stargazing related or you know, museum or something. Be very interesting. And we did discover that there's that space at the bottom where maybe they can add an extra island. So.
I know. Then we'd have 9 perfect little spots.
Yeah.
It's possible. It could happen. Maybe.
I like it.
Yes. Yay.
Well, let's dream big, guys.
I'm dreaming. That was a great dream suite.
Dream sweet. Where are you, sweetie dream?
Yeah, that song.
That was beautiful.
Well, I guess we're into another song.
Is it? What's the?
What's new, Pussycat?
Oh, right.
Whoa.
I forgot about this
Pussycat,
part.
Pussycat. That was beautiful.
So I guess we have to talk more about the crystal game.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Can we just briefly? We kind of already did.
It was a thing that happened.
It was fun.
It was fine.
I still have a lot of crystals that I'm not looking forward to doing anything with. I'll just cash them out.
I want to trade everything for more of the like little crystal, just the crystals themselves, and just.
Oh, that'd be nice.
I like the way they look.
Yeah, I don't mind them. I just don't.
It's not
part of my aesthetic.
It doesn't fit her look. Yeah. It doesn't fit in the piano bar.
Doesn't. Nor does it fit in my dessert ice cream parlor thing.
Yeah, I have an ice cream parlor too.
Oh, I don't have an ice cream parlor because I don't technically have an ice cream thing yet.
Oh.
I just have the dessert
the
case.
The dessert pastry tray.
And then I put the two little lamps next to it. The ice cream lamps.
Yes.
Yeah, I like those a lot.
I love those too.
Yeah, those lamps are great.
And then I have my cookie rug.
Cookie rug is cute.
And then in the front, I have my giant teddy bear having tea with whoever wants to sit next to him.
I love that. I love that every time I come into your camp, there's always like, it kind of looks like he has a cult following. But it's adorable.
What do you mean?
He's just hanging out
with
friends.
Because they're all sitting on like pillows in front of him and he's sort of the like, I don't know.
I moved him, but yes, that was for Storytime Teddy Bear.
Okay, it looked like Storytime Teddy Bear was having a cult following.
Now he just sits by himself with 2 cups of tea waiting for someone to sit next to him. There's a little chair out there.
Oh, he's all ready. He's ready
That's
for company.
Precious.
Yes.
That is precious.
Fantastic.
Delightful. And then I've got my tractor on the other side with the trail
that
of
tractor.
Pillows.
Can we talk about the weird reaction animals have to a tractor? Because that is
the
super
hugging?
Weird.
If that's what you want to call it, yep.
Mm-hmm. I thought it's like,
is it
I'm
humping?
Trying to support.
I don't know. That's what it looks like to me.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, it's trying to.
I had a similar realization with, I made the street light for Angus.
Oh yeah.
And so what you noticed with the tractor where they were like sort of like walking up to it and like pressing their bodies against it.
Yeah.
The street lamp, the animal stands in front of the street lamp and like looks as if it's about to turn the light on and off, but instead it gets a little dot, dot, dot like speech bubble.
Oh mm-hmm. Really?
Is it talking to the street lamp?
Is it just thinking about what to do?
Is the street lamp talking to the animal?
That's so weird.
I don't understand.
I don't think I've built the street. Have I built the street lamp? I don't remember.
Whose street lamp
it's
is it?
For Angus.
Angus.
That's it's such a
peculiar
thing.
I don't know if
thing.
I've done that yet.
Weird reaction.
Yeah.
Does it?
I'll have to go to your site and
go check
it
out.
Do you have it on?
It's right next to the pianos in my piano
okay.
Bar.
In the pizzeria. Oh.
Yeah. In the pizzeria and piano bar.
In the crafting menu, sometimes it gives you a little like blurb about what the animal interacts, like what it does.
Uh-huh.
So like, I'm curious to know what does it say that interaction is. In fact, what does it say it is for the tractor? Let's find that out right now. I'm super curious.
Well, you guys go look that up in the game.
This is not at all what's new, Pussycat, but I'm happy. What's
new information? I mean,
other things that might be new. I'm just going to look through my notes.
We got new terrain, but we just
discussed that.
Oh, you know, I do have a follow-up while you guys are looking that up.
Yeah.
So last week, Leash, you had asked about whether or not it's worth, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, having a camper in your camp versus on the outside. Yes. And I have some, like, really rough numbers here based on our three of our newest friends.
Sure. Nice.
So all three of these characters were released on the same day, where there's Freya, Eugene, and Fuchsia.
Mm-hmm.
And Freya has spent a lot of time in my camp. Eugene has spent no time in my camp. And Fuchsia has not been invited to my camp yet.
Mm-hmm.
And because I was so desperate for bells, I was talking to everyone every day whenever I could. I'm already up to level 10 with Freya.
And she's in your
and
camp?
And she's in my camp.
Okay.
And I'm at level 8 with Eugene, and I'm at level 7 with Fuchsia.
Interesting. Okay.
So it's not perfect numbers, because I may or may not have talked to one more than the other.
Right.
That's fair.
But I think I have, like, the few interactions I have with Freya are more productive than talking to Eugene and doing chores for him overall.
Mm-hmm. And I did realize that you actually don't get essences at all until they level up.
Yeah.
And it's only one.
And that's actually something I was playing with this week, because, like I said, I'm really low on essences and I'm trying to get something, because I basically got as high as I could go with all of my different amenities. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just, like, waiting to regrow my essences. And I figured that out. I was like, oh, right, they really don't give you any essences unless you level up.
Mm-hmm.
That's another reason to bring them into the camp, because they do give you essences more on occasion.
So here's the deal. I found the street light for Angus, which I did make, and I don't remember ever having it in my camp, so I don't know if I've done that or not. But the description of the animal reaction is, gives your guests a fun way to pass the time.
And that is also what it says for the tractor.
Well, that is useless, isn't it?
That is super useless. What I just learned is, random thing for your animal to talk to you or hug or hump.
It's so strange.
Like, the motion that is made in front of this lamppost is not that different from the motion made next to the tractor.
It's
so
funny.
I don't know what it is.
It's a mystery. They're passing the time and they're having fun according to this passage.
So since this is again not new, what's new, Pussycat? So maybe we just fell into random chatter.
I mean, we don't really have much new stuff to talk, do we?
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah.
Okay. So can we continue to talk about lamps and discuss the lamp cult idea?
Oh, I love the lamp cults. They're so great.
That came from one of your friends, right?
I can't remember. Probably.
Our Facebook group.
Yes.
Someone had said, why is this game not called Animal Crossing?
Oh, yes.
The cult of the lamp or lamp cult or something. And then what was it? Animal Crossing Pocket Lamp was,
yes,
I think, the final name.
I love
They're
it.
Also great.
Because the lamp situation.
It's so great.
And this crystal.
They love them.
This crystal thing has given us even more things that turn on and off.
I know. They just like lights.
Animals just really like turning lights on and off.
And there's no electricity, so I'm not really sure how they're running these things.
Are they all just battery operated within each element?
Mm-hmm. It's run off of magic. That's fine.
Oh, magic.
Magic.
If the animals can talk, there's magic in this game.
That's a fair point.
Clearly.
But yes, the lamps everywhere. And I love the interactions and how you can easily set it up to look just ridiculous.
Yeah. What one of our friends created the creepiest little, I don't know what to call that, a dungeon. and all the animals were together turning the crystal lamps on and off, and
it was a sight to be seen.
Hilarious and upsetting all at the same time.
Oh man.
Can we do a subsection of
do it
chatter? I guess it's all random chatter, so
yeah.
Well, I would like to have this section called Hey Wait, I've got a real complaint.
Yay. Please give us your complaints, Ish.
Okay. Well, the first one's shorter than, well, I guess they're both short. The first one I would like to call Take a Penny, Leave a Penny.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
And that,
tell us more,
is
about
going
this
back to the market, my market box angriness.
Oh, no. What happened, Leash?
Well, I like to stock my market. I have a lot of feelings for my market box to the point where I'm like wondering if I should even have one at this point.
Is it too stressful?
Because it upsets me.
You have it very well curated.
I do, and I spend a lot of time fishing and catching butterflies.
So you can have them in your market box.
To make sure that there are adequate amount of varietals for other people to enjoy.
And so then sometimes a rando comes along.
Sometimes a rando comes along and completely wipes out my entire market box.
The picture you sent us this week, it was like a wash. And that person had the ugly blue wig on.
Yes. That should have told you something.
They were in disguise. They were in disguise.
But like your market box was cleaned the F out.
I was like, do you know how long it took me to get all... Like, I don't... The point of my market box is, hey... You really need a couple things?
You could always count on Leash.
Need a penny? Take a couple. Have a penny? Make sure your market box is full.
Like, literally at any time, if I'm like, boy, I'm really low on yellow perch, I bet I could go to Leash's Peaches and pick up 3 or 4 yellow perch for exactly 200 bells.
Yep.
I know that. I trust it.
Thanks. Yeah. And likewise, I will only take out, like, I try to only take out a max of, like, 3 things, mm-hmm. 3 items out of someone else's market box. I might go shopping around multiple people's market boxes, but I won't clean out someone's market box because I think that's rude.
I've had a few desperate days, but never more than, like, 5 things.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a good limit.
And, well, it depends on how many things they have in their market box, too, right? If they only have, like,
a
few, I'm not going to clean them out because then I'll,
I wonder, that's one thing I was wondering about for the crazy people, people who clear out boxes. For the people who do that, do they think they're helping you? They're like, I'm just going to go to somebody's market and I'm going to buy almost all their stuff. Is that something
to give me money? Because I'm really hurting for that $1,200 or whatever.
Seriously. I did think about that one because I cleared someone's out because they only had 3 things left.
Oh.
And I was like, all these three things are useful to me. I'm just going to buy them. They're good prices.
But it's still only 3 things. Yeah. Like, they only had 3 things left. Like, I think that's fine.
I would love it if people would effing buy the, like, single 200 bell items. I feel like those never go in my market box. And on a number of occasions, everything was gone except for those 3 items. And so finally, I just stripped them out.
Yep.
I've done that before. The loss. Like, and now I don't put the 200 bell things in anymore.
I always have one of each available.
Well, that's what I was doing. I had one snapper, one bass, and one dynastid. Yeah. And no one was touching them. They bought everything around it. No one touched those. So I was like, fine.
Well, I noticed that maybe once a week, one of them will be taken. Yeah. So I feel like they're useful to someone.
Yes, that's
right. Someone could use it.
I mean, I'm pretty low on dynastids. And I was like, I bet I could go to Leash's Peaches.
Turkey Boy stole it today. And I think I had time to put it back in. But I will. I have 4.
Turkey Boy, I know you're listening. Don't ever do that to me again.
What?
Yep. So that was my first complaint.
Oh, yeah. Tell us another real complaint.
And then the second one was about the friend pouties and cross-pollination.
Yeah.
And all the sads.
There's some glitch in the game. That's the only thing I could think of.
It seems to have gotten better the last day or so. But, 2 days ago, I sent out a request because I'm out of friend pouties and I really want to play...
Break
Tapper, so I can
your personal
so
addiction.
Close.
Break Tapper,
so very close.
And people cross pollinated for me because I could see it in like the visitors section.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So
they give you a
cross pollinated, and
reason.
I'm like waiting, and time's wasting. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes like 3 hours later, I'd get some, and then sometimes I wouldn't get it at all. Like I think Joelle, you cross pollinated the first time, and I didn't get anything.
Yeah, I gave you 26 cross pollinations. You should have gotten 26 friend powders.
Nope.
Nothing.
Nope.
And then yesterday I gave you 33 and it took like an hour and you finally got them.
Yep.
So yeah. Yeah. Like,
but today I got some from people who I don't know, which is really nice.
Yeah, that's right.
But yeah. Oh, and my other complaint is a sub complaint of that is, dear Nintendo, please do not snuggle the customer support way, way, way down in the more section /
they buried it.
Yeah, they buried it into like 12 clicks in.
Whoa.
And I couldn't find it. It's like other questions and you have to scroll all the way to the bottom and then there's a button that says customer support.
Wow.
And then you have to type in your stuff.
Oh my God.
Not cool. I had to Google for like Evsies to find that.
I'm not surprised by that. Like the game doesn't make it very easy to complain.
Wow. Good grief. I've never even looked at the common questions section and it is huge. It
yeah.
keeps going forever.
Yeah.
Whoa, I'm still scrolling. I looked up and scrolled.
You know what's
times.
Not a common question?
What's that?
Cross-pollination with friend pouties.
Tell me where
and how it works.
Why don't I...
where is it?
Right.
Common question. Why don't I get my things?
Yeah,
that's just a general question.
Where's the money, Lebowski?
do you have any other new complaints? Hey.
No, But I have a follow-up to your market box that I wanted to share.
Follow up.
So Turkey Boy is back in business.
Yay.
He's been listening to our cast. And he's a little on, he's a little delayed on the responses because he just started listening.
Going back in time.
But he has another suggestion for Joe Puri. And he would like to call it Joey Bowie's Swimmies and Growies.
Oh, that makes way more sense than what you texted us.
Wait, what did I text you?
I don't think you put it together with the Joey Bowie's, unless I misread.
I thought
you just said Swimmies and Growies, and I was like, okay. But with the rhyming,
yeah,
it makes great.
So much more sense. Aww. What about the Crawlies? There's Crawlies in my market box, too.
They grow as well.
It's true. Maybe they can swim.
They will try their best.
Until they can't.
It's a working title, Joelle.
Joey Boy, Swimmies and Growies. I do like that. I like the rhyming. Leisha's Peaches. Yeah. Yeah.
Very nice.
What was yours?
Deep discount apple barn. What are you saying? It doesn't need to rhyme. It's perfect. I love it the way it is. It's great. It's great.
Rars. Bars.
Sea stars at Rars Bars. Yar.
Barns.
Yar.
Rarns.
Arr.
I have a fan fiction update.
Oh my goodness, boy. Tell us your update.
We need to have an actual fan fiction section. I'm going to write that down for
fan
next
fiction.
Time.
This is like, yes.
It's like part conspiracy theory, part fan fiction section. So I don't
Why
have
not
a,
both?
I have a few, they're not conspiracy theories as well, but some theories.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We'll get there. But fan fiction. So last week I was not concerned, I was surprised to learn that Carrie was a single mom.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Who was still looking for love, even mm-hmm. though she was carrying a Joey in her pocket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So first I learned by reading her profile that the Joey she carries around is actually a girl, not a boy. That's fine. It's just because it's called Joey. And even though I'm Joey, I assumed it was a boy. How dare I? That is a girl.
Maybe her name's Joelle.
Oh. Carrie and Joey. No, Carrie and Joey sounds better. Carrie and Joelle.
Joey Bowie?
What?
Wouldn't it be crazy if you could jump into her kangaroo
Have I been the weird, like, creepy parallel kangaroo this whole time?
I think I might need to put that, like, just make that. Just
please do.
Put Joelle and Carrie's
my character,
kangaroo.
Not yes. me. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Joey Bowie. Clarify. That would be so creepy.
So funny.
Joelle.
So, but anyway, so after marveling over the news about Carrie,
yes.
The very next day, or maybe 2 days later, I wandered to the side of my camp, and I found Carrie flirting up a storm with Mr. Birthday Boy himself, Avery.
Oh,
whoa!
There were little flirting flowers and hearts all over their faces.
Wow.
And they had the little pink-orange glow behind them, mm-hmm. and it kept going back and forth, and
Could
it was super
be
precious.
Love? Could this be love?
And you know what? I thought that. I was like, wow. This is special. Maybe there's something. And then the next day, Carrie was up in the treehouse, and she's like trying to read a book.
Uh-oh.
And she was like, until a loudmouth bird starts squawking, and I have to start a chapter all over again.
Oh.
So apparently Avery got a little too close.
Unless it was Apollo.
Okay. But she did call a single bird a loudmouth bird. So we're saying that it's just one bird in particular.
Mm-hmm.
She's not calling all birds loudmouths.
Not all birds.
Maybe she's just having a bad day.
Okay.
Maybe he forgot.
I mean, that happens in relationships, right?
Yeah.
There's
ups
and downs.
Sure. Times.
Sure.
Okay, so all hope is not lost
no.
for Carrie and Avery.
Okay. I'll keep an eye out.
Okay.
There's a chance.
Do we think Avery will be a good father to the very... Because she has more than one child, I learned in that profile.
What?
Yeah, the screenshot said... Her children.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Including the newborn that's in her tummy.
Yeah, that's fair.
Whoa.
So she's one that carries around with her all the time.
And this is a good segue because I learned a lot by reading the profiles this week. And I saved a whole folder of screenshots.
Oh, my goodness. So tell us more about what are some notable profiles. Tell us about our character friends.
Right.
I don't even know.
We could do a profile of the day.
That'd
a profile
great.
Of the week.
Unless I'm going to spoil them all with the list I have right now.
Well, just give us a couple.
Okay. So, first off, the first thing I learned was that Chrissy and Francine are sisters.
Yes, I think you told us that. That's
so
really great.
If you read both of their profiles,
yeah.
It says, you know, something about, like, not falling in her sister's shadow mm-hmm. and trying to keep her sister in line. And I was like, wait a second. So they actually are evil sisters or whatever. Oh, bizarre
word. They're both like, evil.
Evil twins. They're both evil. You decide who's the more
There's
evil
There's no
one.
Good one.
Oh.
So it says, rowdy little Chrissy tends to be under her big sister's thumb. She's learned by now how to wriggle free to find someone to spoil her.
Oh.
That sounds about right.
That does sound accurate.
And then, nope, that's Pietro. I don't know that I took a screenshot of Francine. I think I just read it and went, oh, no, here she is. Francine keeps her sister on a tight leash,
oh, wow.
which is odd given how apathetic she is about her own behavior. Maybe that shows how much she cares.
Oh,
Some twisted words. Just be she is.
She's a controlling person.
Oh. So here's Carrie. Carrie does her best to instill in her children the value of independence. Her daughter can already read, write, and do her makeup all by herself. So maybe that's a different daughter. Maybe that's not the one in the in the pouch.
We don't know.
Because, it does say children.
And who is her daughter?
Ooh.
If she has...
Is there
another could do makeup
though?
All by herself? Is her daughter Rosie?
Oh!
Rosie does have a makeup box. As we've learned in Animal Crossing, they may not be the same species to be related.
Yeah.
Oh. This is fascinating.
Could be Rosie. What does Rosie say?
I don't think I have a screenshot
her
of Rosie.
Her mom is a kangaroo. It's so weird.
Ever since her time in the pouch.
Here, I'm going to read Pietro because his was just darling.
Oh, yeah. What is his?
Some people think Pietro's unique look is charming, .. But most are just creeped out by his whole deal.
Oh,
no.
It's funny because it's true.
He's quite charming, but
Pietro.
He really creeps people out.
Oh.
Silly. Is Pietro French? Italian?
I think it's Italian. I think it's
Pietro.
Pietro?
Oh.
Well, I think it's because I think of the Pietà, which is a style of statue. But that's why I thought it was Italian, but I'm not sure. I really don't know. I feel like sad clowns seem Italian as well, right?
Sad quiet clowns.
Something about that seems right.
And so the last one I want to read, if I have it, you know what? I didn't take a screenshot of this, but I did learn something about Hopkins.
Yes.
Oh, tell us about
Hopkins. Do you know that Hopkins is... Full of air.
Yes, because he's got the thing on the back of his head.
Hopkins is a balloon?
Yes.
I was wondering...
It's a little disturbing.
I've been wondering this whole time why Hopkins looked like a weird robot or something. And then in his profile it says that he's full of hot air.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wait a second.
Which doesn't make sense because wouldn't he be floating
all the time? And I saw him very carefully controlling his jumping when he was in the bouncy castle.
He definitely has gravity on his side.
So he concerned me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It is a little disturbing the first time he turned around and you saw the thing on the back of his head.
I'm not sure what that is. And also Octavian has like a bandage on the back
of
his head.
He's a rough and tumble guy though.
Is that the story with him?
I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's a grump.
So those are the things.
Next week maybe we could do stitches because I'd like to hear
You know, I didn't read all of them.
Stitches.
I did a handful.
So next week we can have
stitches
a little section.
I like it.
That's perfect.
Oh, I like discussing these little animal.
And
traits.
Then the last observation I had this week, because I rarely talk to Rattle, but I finally talked to him this week because I've literally
so
talked
brave.
To every animal I could.
Oh, good job.
I'm so brave.
So brave.
What we learned is if you want to change his clothing, you can't take his mask off.
Right. That's
permanent part of him.
Permanent mask.
Which bummed me out. Which is different from June's flower. When you put a hat on June, the flower goes away.
Oh.
Yeah. Fun facts.
It's weird that
the more you know thing.
But what I did learn about Rattle... No, this is not what I learned. What I observed about Rattle...
Yes.
Is that his... Because his catchphrase is, ach.
Yes.
Is he always about to sneeze and just never sneezes?
Yes.
A poor guy.
That's why he's wearing a mask.
But he's always mid-sneeze. Like, he can't finish it. It sounds
so
painful. So
unfulfilling.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So I actually found myself feeling a little bad for Creepy Rattle. He's still creepy. I can't.
He is a little creepy.
I can't.
Yeah.
I agree.
So those are all of my animal observations for the week.
I liked it.
Well, I did an epic fail of not coming up with a closing question this week.
Oh,
thank you.
Sarah,
collaboration.
You
no, please go.
As I feel like you may have had a few last week.
No.
And you didn't.
No, I got to share them last week.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Good.
You guys are going to like this one because it's about a certain character I don't like.
Mm. Which one?
Let's find out.
Octavian?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a very interesting question.
I win.
How or where is Octavian storing all of that paper? He is a water creature, and he gives you paper. Where is he storing all the paper?
Hmm.
Well.
In his beak.
That's, he's like,
yeah, he eats it.
Stuffs it inside. so he can still go to his watery home. Although we never really see him go in the water.
It's true. Does he have a satchel?
Maybe he has a discreet hip, like one of those belt, money belts, and he just uses it to fold up all
fanny pack. Oh yeah, you know what I learned?
I want a fanny pack in the game.
I heard the word fanny is an inappropriate word.
That's correct.
In the Australia.
UK. In the UK, as well.
It's a very different part of the.
And you are not to call it a fanny pack there.
That's a bum bag.
It's a bum bag.
Yeah. So for our British.
Our international listeners, might be more familiar with bum bag.
We are not saying naughty things.
I'm sure they're
aware. We're not talking about the other side of the underside.
Yes. Yeah. I just learned that like last week.
Oh, nice.
It's a curse word. I kept saying fanny pack in my British curse words coloring book.
There's
a lot of fun uses of the word fanny in that one.
What if the person's name is Fanny?
Like Fanny Price or, yeah.
Fannie Mae.
Fannie Mae. Everyone's favorite Fanny.
The British woman, Fanny Mae.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I guess there aren't British Fannies. I mean, there are.
Well, I'm glad that my final question has turned into us talking about
inappropriate
uses of the name Fanny.
I appreciate your inquiry about...
You know what else I didn't do? Though. Is I didn't do a thank you list.
That's okay.
Thanking our sponsors. Because I'm a big old... Forgot.
No, you're person. Fine. You're okay.
So hey,
you can just thank the regular,
I'll just wing
regular
it.
Crew.
Yeah. Just
okay.
You don't have to do.
Well, do you guys have a song? Do you
want to
close out?
I don't think I have a song. I will do. Do you know?
Well, on that note, I think I'm going to start. I'd like to thank our sponsors, who I don't know who they are. We're going to thank Inspector Gadget and. The cat from Inspector Gadget.
And Penny.
And the bad guy who you only see his arm and he talks like this. I'll get you next time, Gadget. And of course, we'd like to thank our sound engineer and producer, Jack White Blank of Monkey Cat Studios. Thanks, everyone. See you next time. Pocket Pod.